Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 20th, 2018. Today is World Mosquito Day, raising awareness about mosquitoes and malaria, as well as other diseases that mosquitoes transmit. In a connection to a neo-Nazi rally on the anniversary of the death of Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess, the Berlin police initiated 45 investigations. A police spokeswoman said that this included bodily injury, breach of the peace, damage to property, violations of the law on assemblies, and resistance to enforcement officers. Thousands of people had protested against the march from Friedrichshain to Lichtenberg. This also resulted in stone and bottle throwing. According to police, 29 people were temporarily arrested and 6 police officers were injured. More than 600 right-wing extremists marched from United Nations Square to Lichtenberg S-Bahn station on Saturday afternoon. Earlier, they had canceled their originally planned march in Spandau near the former prison in which Hess killed himself. The neo-Nazis had registered the meeting place in Friedrichshain shortly before the weekend. Parties, unions, churches, and initiatives had called for rallies and demonstrations against the annual event. However, the focus of the action was in Spandau. According to authorities, about 2,300 police officers were deployed to keep neo-Nazis and counter-demonstrators away from each other and to prevent outbreaks of violence. A boat tour of AfD supporters had to be stopped by the captain after clashing with a demonstration of sea rescue supporters. When the boat passed the Oberbaumbrücke in Friedrichshain around 7 p.m., activists for private sea rescue in the Mediterranean were demonstrating on the bridge. In life jackets, they were blocking the bridge over the Spree, and according to a police spokesperson, AfD supporters on the ship began provoking the demonstrators with AfD chants. Then the situation escalated when liquids and objects, including beer mugs, are said to have been thrown in both directions. Police are now investigating on several charges of breach of the peace, both against the demonstrators and AfD supporters, and one charge of attempted dangerous assault. After the incident, the shipping company announced that it will cancel all planned trips related to the AfD and that it will no longer accept reservations from the party. The company also added that all other visitors, regardless of their sexuality, religion, culture, or origin, are welcome. Currently, 87 people in Berlin have a regular license for the prostitution trade. This was announced by the newly established Registration Office for Sex Workers in Tempelhof Schöneberg. Approximately 2,100 other people have a provisional permit, but this is only valid for a limited period. It is estimated that Berlin has about 8,000 sex workers. The foundation of it is the Prostitute Protection Act, which has been in force since July of 2017. However, the corresponding approval procedure has only been running as planned since July of 2018. Interest representatives and aid organizations for sex workers have repeatedly criticized this. It is feared that the obligation to register will force many sex workers into illegality because they are afraid to reveal themselves to the authorities. However, an action against the Prostitution Protection Act was rejected by the Federal Constitutional Court. 8 employees in the town hall in Schöneberg are now responsible for the regular registration for the whole of Berlin. They advise and register every adult who wants to carry out sex work. They must present valid personal documents or registration certificates, a photo, and a complete health consultation. They will then be admitted as sex workers, free of charge, and anonymized if desired. According to the admissions office, people from all walks of life have registered. Experienced prostitutes, as well as people who only want to pursue the trade for a short time, including students. Among other things, they are informed about infectious diseases, their rights, and offers of help in emergencies. However, a medical examination will not be carried out at the time of registration. As Signe Hakatal, head of the health counseling, said, many of the mostly female applicants initially do not know what's in store for them. Some are also somewhat anxious. Afterwards, however, many do get something out of the meeting and consultation, for example, in regards to contraceptive methods. At the end, the applicants receive an approval card the size of an ID card with name, photo, and registration number. Only those who can identify themselves in this way are allowed to offer sexual services in Berlin. On Friday, the Museum for Optical Illusions opened near Alexanderplatz. The exhibits put visitors' perception to the test. Among the highlights are rooms that give guests the impression of a wide variety of effects. A room with a sloping floor, for example, appears to make one person grow into a giant and another to shrink in size when both are positioned in the right place. Michael Posch, owner of the museum, explains that photographing oneself and one's companions is an integral part of a visit to the museum, remarking that elsewhere in museums, it's always cameras off. Here, it's exactly the opposite. His museum is not a place with rules and teachings. Instead, the focus is on three things: fun, interactivity, and education. Explanatory panels next to the exhibits explain to visitors what is behind the optical illusion, whether it's the eye or the brain causing the effect, and how the phenomenon is scientifically described. If guests need further clarification or explanations, the rooms are always staffed with employees for assistance. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.